What's up, Janelle?
Yeah,
How
yeah,
are
yeah, yeah,
you?
yeah, yeah. I'm good. How you
What
doing?
the fuck are you doing? What's up, our listeners? Welcome to Conversations with My Ex, episode number 24. So I just wanted to give you a shout out to our listeners. Thank you so much for supporting us, guys. Every week we get more and more messages. We get more and more DMs saying how great our episodes are and, like, you know, it's therapeutic for you. So really, really thank you for listening to us, to all our friends. And Jerry, we have a whole 1% of Canadians listening to us. Usually it's like less than 1%. And then we have a whole 1% of Canadians listening to
I
us.
I wonder so who those Canadians are.
Right? Shout out to all the Canadian listeners.
What up, Canada?
Hit us up because we want to know who you are. We want to get to know you. We want to talk to you. And maybe, you know, you have some questions for us. So
I'm not going to lie. I like Canadians a lot. I mean, every interaction I have with Canadians is just pleasant. They're just like great people. They're just great people. And specifically girls, but I've had some great, like, just experiences with Canadians. They're just like, they just dope. There's no bullshit with them. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Shout out to the Canadians. What's
shout
up, Canadian?
Shout out to Canadians. Shout out to everybody, but Canadians, you stepped up your game. Like, it was less than 1% and now it's a whole 1%. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Anyway, how you been, Jerry?
I've been all right. I've been worse, but I've been better, you know?
I feel like I haven't seen you for a while.
I know. It does feel that way. I don't know how long it's been.
Yeah, me either. How was your weekend?
It was interesting.
I'm going to interrupt this for real quick.
You're going to interrupt your question to me about my weekend?
Yeah. Okay, because Jerry and I, we talk throughout the week, me and him. So for those who don't know, like, we text, we FaceTime, sometimes just gossip, sometimes like work or whatever. And this week I've been getting like very weird short responses from Jerry, and I'm thinking he's getting gangbanged every fucking night.
Hold on, can we stop? I don't know if there's a language barrier going on here with you saying gangbanged, but I don't get fucked by dudes. And that's what a gangbang is.
Yeah,
so.
Jerry, but listen, but you were so weird all week about everything. I feel like I was like chasing you on something and then you giving me a cold shoulder. I'm like, this motherfucker must be so busy.
But why would me being gangbang be the thought in your brain?
I don't know, because it's me and I think whatever the fuck.
Oh, all my friends aren't listening to this. I never hear the end of it.
I hope they are.
Yeah, I was pretty fucked up this weekend, year two. Yeah. I was fucked up. I did have a friend in town who randomly decided to come in town. Like, it was Friday night.
It
was Friday night. He goes, "Hey, what are you doing?" I was like, "I'm chilling, man. He's like, "What are you doing this weekend?" I'm like, "Probably partying." He's like, "I'm coming." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm getting on a plane." And he just
did
got
he
on
break
a plane.
Up with his girlfriend or something?
Listen, man, we ain't got to talk about his life situation. You know what I'm saying? All right. But he wanted to come out and party with me. So I'm like, yeah, bro.
In Boston, though. Like, I understand if you lived in Chicago, New York, Vegas, Miami, like L.A., something. Boston? Come on, dog.
He ain't come to Boston. He came to Janelle.
I know, but there's nothing to do in Boston. There's no
that's
parties
a lie.
In Boston.
That's a lie.
Oh,
that's
hell no, it's not a lie.
You've never been to my apartment, number one. My
oh,
new
your
apartment.
Brand new fucking apartment? Obviously, I haven't.
Exactly. So you don't know what pops off. So,
oh, so
number one.
So in the whole city of Boston, there's Jerry's apartment that pops off. But like, as you take, like, Boston is not a party place. It's a boring ass city.
First of all, none of that's true. And also, I'm not going to defend Boston because I don't fucking like this place. So it's like, I want to defend it because I think what you're saying is completely incorrect.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to defend it because I don't like the place. So it's like,
I'm not going to hashtag Boston anymore in our post. We just got bad vibes.
All types of shit. Whatever, man. It is what it is. It's like, so I guess
don't
I'll
like
go
Boston.
Into essentially a bunch of racist shit happened to me this weekend. But also some fun shit happened. So, you know, hashtag Boston, right? Racist shit to black people. Like, but we was in Southie, and that's just kind of on par with what happens in Southie. So that happened. So that was some bullshit. But also we party. We drank. We had some fun. I didn't get gangbanged by no dudes.
What'd you guys do? Just like drank at your apartment?
We went to the beach. Hung out on the beach. The beach was banging. It was so many fucking people. Met a bunch of people there. Then came back to the apartment.
Did you meet girls? Did you meet some girls? Give us some juice, Jerry. Like, give me something to juice.
There was no tea really. You know, we of course I met girls. We had a beach. You know what I'm saying? I'm fine as fuck. So like, I'm joking. I'm definitely not. But we met some girls. We met a bunch. Actually, I had a party Friday night. We met some girls. They came back to my place. We had a party till like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, but. You know, we just randomly met these girls. They're all from all over the country. Then they end up coming to the beach with us the next day, too. All
right.
So, like, had a little group, and then we went back to my rooftop, watched the sunset.
Yeah.
Had some vibes, drank a little bit more, then went out to Southie and got harassed by white people. So, like, that was essentially my weekend.
Okay.
And that was it, you know?
Okay.
And I spent all day yesterday cleaning. All day.
Like.
Because my place was a fucking mess.
I'm like thinking cleaning walls and all that. Like,
sand,
how can you
sand all over the fucking apartment from the beach?
I got sand drinks. Too, but I was like on vacation for 5 days on beachside. So, like, my luggage
drinks,
and everything.
Drinks everywhere, bottles and, you know, can, everything, you know, just party.
Sounds party like you're back to being 21, Jane Nows, living it up. Did you get rejected by a girl? That's why you're doing this? What happened?
So I did. So what you're saying is I sent her a message. I sent her a message talking about rejection. And I was like, yo, we got to do an episode of rejection, but mostly girls. Because I watch girls get rejected and how much of their life is taken from them.
Oh, yeah.
Their soul is just crushed.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, man. This is such an interesting topic, and I just was kind of wanted to understand your T's perspective on rejection and my perspective on rejection, how you deal with rejection, you know, how it molds your life and what's the different types, right? Like, it's not just. I mean, obviously I was at a bar, so the rejection I'm talking about is romantic, but there are other types. I guess your T, I wanted to ask you, how do you typically deal with rejection?
Man, I struggle. I get like, so I take things very personally often, and I hide that. Like, I hide the fact that I take things personally, but I do. I mean, thank God for meditation. Like, it kind of helps me to like ground myself and like all that. But the initial reaction is very hurtful. And regardless of what the rejection is, you know, whether it's at work, whether it's with men especially, like, God.
That's what I mean. That one feels like it hurts the most for girls.
Yeah. Like, if there's a guy that I like, or let's say, you know, like, I've been liking him for a while, or maybe somebody new, like a new crush, or like somebody I just met at the bar, and they go like, nah, I'm cool. I, like, that's a footprint in my heart for a long ass time. Like, I can do it. Because I don't know, you know, girls are very self-conscious about themselves, right? And then we never approach guys. We never talk to guys. So when we do, it's like we work a lot of courage inside.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And usually, you know, we see somebody we like, and like, we don't like everybody. Like, girls are very picky, right? They swipe left all the time. So when we see somebody that we like, we like really get our courage up, and then we approach them or message them or something like that, and then you get a no. So the work of the last 6 months or couple of hours, like, all those feelings are just
destroyed,
you know. And we're so, like, we're much more emotional creatures in first place than men are. And I know, like, it hurts for men to be rejected too by women, but we take it to a whole nother level because we got insecurities. I got rejected because I didn't get my nails done today, or like, my lashes are probably not on fleek, or like, I know I've gained a pound or two over the last couple of months, and that's why he didn't want to talk to me, or like, he's not replying to me because I'm not skinny enough, or like, he's not talking to me because I'm not tall enough. Something is like, you know, emphasizing.
So it's even deeper.
It's like emphasizing on all our insecurities that we already have. And like, once we have the courage to make the move, like text somebody, like text your ex-boyfriend or like a crush in school or something, and then you get a rejection, like, it's what's the word I'm looking for? Validating your insecurities. You know, it's like, oh, I knew it. Like, so it's hard. And so with me personally, you know, I really take it to heart. Like if something happens, even if it's at work or, you know, with friends or something, I really take it like I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. That's why I got a no or something. So,
you know, it's not, that's not completely out of bounds for guys also, right? Mm-hmm. We also have insecurities, right? We tend to hide them a little bit better, or we tend to put less value on them, as you guys do, right? Yeah. So it does happen to that same degree, but the difference is the quantity of emotions that are I don't even know the word to use, but it's just, it feels a lot less. It's like we don't care. And the only reason for that typically, if you've been doing this for a long time, is volume. So like you said, girls don't really like that many guys. So like they're like, oh my God, I really like that one. I have to try. And then you get rejected. You're like, fuck, I don't even know when there's going to be another one, number one.
Yeah.
And I really liked him. Right.
Yeah.
And that does happen to that same degree. If you're like, yo, I really like this girl, but you know that you get rejected so often, and it's like up to us to go and talk to girls typically that you build a callus, right? You build a callus on yourself and your heart to just be like, yeah, fuck it. It's cool. I guess I'm just going to go through this.
Yeah.
So it I think for me personally, it hurts more when I think they liked me. Like, so like when I first talk to a girl and she doesn't like me, whatever. I don't give a shit. It's like, whatever. All right, cool. On to the next one. But if I either I'm friends with them or like I had a little bit more communication with them, and I think they like me, I think they vibing, and I make a move and then they reject me, then it hurts more. Then it's like, oh damn, I thought I was on. Yeah. And then like it also alters, you know, in that situation, alters that communication that I have with that person, right? Yeah. So then it's like the whole thing is fucked up. But that initial rejection, you just got to build a callus, and that's what girls don't typically do, I think.
You know, girls, like, we get, like, when we get ghosted, it's like,
it's the same.
It's the worst, man.
Yo, y'all for real get hurt by that shit.
It's the worst, because here's the thing. Talking about, like, spirituality and energy and stuff like that, girl sexual energy is actually very powerful when it comes to, like, manifesting things or whatever, right? And there is a chakra that's in your sex organs or whatever. So that energy is extremely powerful. And when you in connection with somebody having sex, you're sharing that energy. And like, that's the energy of creativity, intuition, and blah, 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 right? It's, yeah.
What my mom used to say? You know what my mom used to say? She used to tell me, if you kiss a girl in the mouth, you're sharing part of your soul with her. I was like, oh, shit. So I used to not kiss girls because of that. I'd be like, I ain't trying to give my soul to nobody. So the sex would be...
Sex is like a next... Like, it's really...
Next level to that.
Yeah. And then think about it, you know, on like human levels. When you having sex and when you like reach an orgasm, there's all sorts of like hormones that are released in your brain and things like that. For women, more especially, because even our chromosomes are like X and X instead of X and Y. So like that extra leg of a chromosome on the X, we have all extra of everything. You know what I mean? So for women to have random sex is very damaging to their like feminine energy, femininity, and all the creativity and like creating family and stuff like that. So it's just not healthy altogether. But then we do, you know? And so we share that, we build a connection, and we get fucking ghosted. And so you're like, oh, wow, like I basically gave my arm to somebody that was, let's say, ill, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't fucking want it. They just looked at it and threw it away. And you're like, now I don't have an arm. Yeah, I can function, but it's just shit. Like you
it's
thought.
Tough. That's tough because, I mean, I guess I don't see it that way. And
because you don't have an extra leg on your chromosome,
exactly,
bitch.
But I'll tell you why. Men don't see it that way for many reasons, right? Like, I guess girls ghost us too, way more than you think, right? They ghost us, but it's earlier. So they think, oh, well, I didn't fuck him yet. So it's okay to just damage him and make him not give a fuck anymore. So what's happening when we get rejected, typically, we're both damaging each other.
Yeah.
Just slightly. Right. So you're damaging. And if a girl ghosts a guy or rejects a guy, you're giving him that callus to make him not feel anything anymore. Mm-hmm. So he's like, whatever, cool. And when we do it to you, I guess like you said, we're fucking tearing one of your arms off. We're making you feel it's like someone took something from you.
Yeah.
And when those things happen, we both get resentful in some degree, right?
You the women, you have like this pain that then you hide and it grows. Like you have a seed of hurtful experience in you and then it grows, or you have more seeds in you and then you become bitches.
Bitter. You become bitter. Everyone becomes bitter. And then we become fuck boys and y'all become, I don't even know what to call y'all. Y'all
don't.
Get so. I wasn't going to say that. I wasn't going to say what you think I was going to say. I'm just saying like a woman who just is so closed off to men and to guys
like
approaching
a bad
them.
Bad beach in the house, money over everything kind of thing.
Dollar bills, y'all. Yeah. No, I wasn't thinking that. But just like girls that just,
but that
you
happens.
Can tell how bitter.
But that happens.
Girls are just so bitter. You can like, you look at them like, damn, girl, who did that to you?
Yeah.
And that's those things happen over time. It's not just one situation. It's not just one bad relationship. It's all of it, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, rejection carries
so how would you recommend for guys,
dealing
let's
with it?
Say, like what actions should they take or like what thoughts should they think right after they get rejected or like once they realize that they're rejected?
The biggest thing I think of is there are always more options for you. So, don't take this hard. Don't treat the next person with resentment and like carry on. Because what typically happens, it's like a domino effect, right? It's like
you carry
the weight of all of the rejections on you. And at some point, some dudes break and they go, fuck you, bitch. Right. You know, they flip the fuck out. But but you don't need to do that. Like, she didn't do anything to you. She doesn't know you. You don't know her.
Yeah.
Even if you do, you know, no one's obligated to you.
Yeah.
And your time, right? So just like take it each communication that you have with someone as an individual situation.
You know what I say to like girls, because I've been in a situation where I was like a good woman to a wrong man. And and then a lot of females would be like, oh, I was a good woman to a wrong man and now I'm going to be a bitch. I'm like, but that's not your fault. Like, that's his choice not to see that and not to value what you give. So continue being a good woman, because it says nothing about like him. It says everything about you. Like, are you a kind person? Or what are your values? How you treat everybody? So what that they hurt you? Like, I get it. It's painful, but move on. It's his fault. Like, it's on him for mistreating you. You know what I mean? Like, you are not less of anything if somebody mistreated you. It's their behavior. They're shitty people and they, you know, don't know how to treat others. So don't regret being a good woman. Just keep on being a good woman and keep on moving on with your heart open. Lick out your wounds, you know, take a break, take some time off, a week, two, a couple of years or whatever, but like move on and continue being a great person.
And that's from a relationship standpoint, but like from a going out trying to talk to guys just on a whim.
No, still.
What advice? No, I'm just asking a question.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to someone, a girl, who might get rejected or even is thinking about the idea of rejection and how fucking horrible it is? What advice would you give them so that they don't feel that or that they feel better about it? Is there any advice?
I'm trying to remember a situation where I was in somebody's shoes, like where I was trying to hit on a guy at a bar and like, let's say it didn't work out. And I'm trying to remember like what did I do or think or not do? So it was easier. I think first of all, I would choose maybe like a different approach in a first place instead of like, hey, are you single kind of thing. Like I would make a conversation. I don't know. Like I would maybe make a joke or whatever, like a pick a funny line. And if, you know, I can't come up with anything right now.
I got one for you. Okay?
Yeah.
Got one for you. And I do this typically, regularly. Okay.
Oh, you're going to, are you going to
pick me up
right
now? I'm not about to pick you up. That's not what's about to happen, but I'm gonna give you an example. Right. So, so I was with some girls and a guy, right. Hanging out and I saw this girl, and I, like as you describe, when you see somebody, you're like, oh my God, I want them. Right? Like girls said, this don't happen very often to girls. It doesn't happen often with me either. Like I don't like every girl. I'm not like, I want to see her. Right. Like I'll talk to every girl, but I'm not really interested.
Yeah.
So I saw this girl. I was like, ooh, yeah,
I gotta have her.
I gotta holler at that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care how nervous I might be. I don't care about anything. I just gotta try to figure it out. But I don't do a direct approach. Mostly because, to me personally, I think it doesn't work very well. But that's just my situation. I don't think girls particularly find me attractive enough to just, like, walk up and just say, hey, what's up? Just me personally.
It's because you wear white old person's clothes.
I don't, man. Shut the fuck up. And I'll send you a picture of what I wore this weekend anyway, because you asshole.
Yeah, so anyway, you got to send me pictures because, man, if you
I'm not sending you no pictures.
You have to.
You know what? Nope. Now I'm not sending you shit. Nope.
I gotta look after your stuff.
You see how you're trying to reject me right now? Am I
office
shit? I am in my feels about it because I get so sick of you saying that shit.
I gotta take care of you.
I'm so sick of you saying that shit. You're not taking care of me.
But I want to.
You told me. Listen, but listen. You've told me. I've taken note. I've done what I need to do.
You gotta show me. So then that's it. I have to review it and put like a score, like out of 10. You know where you at?
Anyway, girls don't particularly find me attractive enough. And I'm talking about my fucking face that I can't change, okay? So in general...
Jerry, I love you, okay? Stop.
So in general, you interrupt me, you fucking tell me I'm an old white man, all that shit. So I'm gonna hold that in right now and continue my story. I'm trying to holler at this girl, but I don't do a direct approach. I'm not... But the girls I'm with are like, just go say hi to her. You want us to go and like talk to her? I'm like, no, don't fucking do that. Because when you do that, it puts, I would say, pressure on that person to have to reject you immediately. Yeah. Right? So instead of doing that, you have to figure out a way to talk to them where it seems more casual, where their guard is down.
Yeah.
So I walked up and just got near the area.
Yeah.
So that something could kind of like...
Bump into the elbow, like, oh, I'm sorry, or something.
Something more natural. Yeah, something more natural happened. And I just was next to her, and she turned and looked and smiled, and I was like, hey, I like your hair. She had on these, like, Chung Lee little...
Who cares, even if she had no hair.
Bro, she had this dope-ass hair, and I was like, oh, I like your hair. But I mean, she's like, oh, thank you so much. And we just started chatting, and it just turned into, like, flirting, and then she told me she had a boyfriend. So I got rejected. But it felt different.
Yeah, right? It feels different. Yeah.
It feels different to you also because you didn't go in hard and then get rejected. Now, sometimes you got to go in hard.
That's what I was saying. Like, I think it depends on the approach too. If you just approach the guy and be like, hey, I think you're cute, can I have your phone number? And he's like, nah, then it's shit. But like, I usually joke around. Like, I'd be like, what the fuck are you wearing? Or like, whatever. And they start, you know, justifying their outfits and it becomes a joke. It's like a funny atmosphere.
I agree. It works better. Joking is always the key. That's why girls like funny guys.
Yeah.
Guys like funny girls. I mean, guys like funny girls too.
Did you see my latest reel?
No, I didn't see that. Oh, were you walking around with in the fields and shit? Yeah, you sent it to me. You wanted some validation.
That was a great comeback. Great one.
You needed some validation. And, you know, I didn't say nothing back because I was drunk, getting rejected by girls. But I guess the relationship or trying to get on somebody, that rejection is, I think, a little bit, it's like quick. It's simple, but it carries a lot of weight afterwards.
Yeah.
Right? It carries a lot of weight afterwards.
Yeah.
So that's a build up. But there are other types of rejection, right? There are rejections from your friends and family.
Or work. When you're trying to get a job.
Again, trying to get a job is another one. That can be really tough.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're like hitting up those interviews and you keep getting a no, or like you're sending CVs and you get no reply. That right there.
Or you're building a business and you're not getting any traction on that, right?
Yeah.
That's a sense of rejection.
Yeah.
Those I feel.
How do you deal with that? Let's start with work one. Like if
work
you,
ones,
yeah, like let's say interviews. You've been looking for a job and interviews and you keep getting
I personally haven't had that in a very long time. But I guess the ones I remember were right after college.
Okay, old man, you just confirmed your age.
Whatever. Right after college.
Joking.
I was interviewing every single day. I interviewed every day for 30 days.
Yeah.
Minimum. Like every single day. Two times a day sometimes. And everyone's just a no, you don't have any experience, you're not this, you're not that. And it just was like, at some point, I felt like, you just feel like giving up.
Oh, yeah. I was looking for a first normal job after uni. I think it was like up to 6 months. It was like 5 or 6 months once I got it. Like I had a waitressing job in the middle.
Yeah, you had a job.
And then I had like some internships kind of gigs, right? But the first job that you're supposed to get, like the dream job, you know, oh, after uni, you get a good job and then you suddenly like live a good life. I was looking for up to for 6 months. Nobody talks about that. Somehow people normalize the rejection you get from interviews. They say like, oh, you're not going to get with the first interview or whatever. You're not going to get a job. So like somehow they normalize that you will get a lot of no's. But then we feel like shit anyway. No matter how society tells us, like you're going to keep, you know, you will be looking for it. You'll be looking for it and stuff like that. Like you feel like shit, man, after you go to interview or two.
The only way to deal with that type of rejection is knowing that in the end it will work out, and it will. I promise it will.
I think this applies to everything.
It does. It does.
Advice, like it applies to any situation in life.
Even
in
to
the
dating,
end,
right?
It will work out.
Yeah, it will work out with something, right? Yeah. That's meant for you, more meant for you, right? Someone who's more meant for you.
Yeah.
And if you think about it in a positive light like that, well, like you might have dodged a bullet. Think of it that way. You just go, oh, I must have dodged a bullet.
Yeah,
That wasn't for me. That wasn't my situation.
Honestly,
when you think of it that way, it helps a lot.
When I moved to London, right, which was 2018 March, I was looking for a job for 3 months. The first month I was kind of like wishy-washy, trying to date somebody to get around, whatever, you know, it was like partying. But then I started looking for a job, and I was looking for a job 2 months straight until I landed something that I really, really wanted for a long time, for maybe like a couple of years, but I couldn't get it in Detroit. They had an office in UK, in London. So I was really happy. But with every interview or every resume that I sent, you know, every note that I got, I was like, oh, what, really? Like, I was just in America. Like, don't you want me? Because I got a degree in America, and, you know, everybody were brainwashing me, like my parents especially. Once you get a degree in America, it will be accepted in all over the world, blah, blah, blah. And I got to UK and nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. They're like, you don't have a UK experience. We don't care. Where are you from? We don't care where your education is from. You don't have a UK experience. And then as I was getting rejected, you know, going through interviews, I had to find the inner courage to still believe in my knowledge, in my education, and my work that I'm putting in to like find a job. And with every rejection, I was like, I'm getting closer to my goal. Thank you for like, I'm getting closer to my goal. Like that was something that kept me going. Then I landed a job that I always wanted, not always, but like I wanted for a long time in the company. And it was amazing. And I stayed with the company, you know, for like over two years.
I guess to that point, you said like, I'm getting closer to that goal. If you could take away something from every rejection, I think that's important, right? So if I see that, if I keep doing this, I get rejected this way every single time, stop doing it that way. Do it a different way. Change up something, right? If it's an interview and you think, oh, man, I keep getting rejected from these companies, do something different. Speak about something else. Learn something more. If they're asking you the same questions and it seems like you're failing in all those questions, change their approach.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. There, watch some YouTube videos or something.
Something, right? You just need to learn from your mistakes. Learn, right? They're not necessarily mistakes, but learn from where you're getting rejected from things that you want, right? Mm-hmm. You just get better. It's a fucking muscle, man. Mm-hmm. Like, it's repetition. It's a muscle. You get better at it. Everyone gets better at rejection. You get better at it.
How about the situation where I told my dad that I'm dating you, and my dad was like, no, you don't have a father anymore. Like, that happens.
From my perspective or your perspective?
So I'm going to just, you know, share a little bit of a background, I guess. So Jared and I were like dating, I guess, or in a situationship for over 2 years or something, 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about 2 years.
Yeah. And my mom knew, obviously, because my mom is my good friend, you know, my best friend. So she knows all ins and outs. But I'd never told my dad about anything because I was like, that obviously it's not worth saying anything because we're not really together. But then once we started dating, I didn't tell anything to my dad until like late. And once I did, he was really not accepting because my dad, he's just a different, he looks at the world with a different set of eyes, and I'm not going to, you know, talk about it right now. But he basically told me, you don't have a father anymore because I don't accept of Jerry being black. And, you know, I had to have that kind of conversation with you. But then there are so many families out there or couples that go through this family not accepting their partner, like so many situations. And it doesn't necessarily have to be of
race or
race. It could be religion. It could be just their choice in career. You know, it could be somebody has too many tattoos or, you know, like, but you can't, your heart wants what it wants. You can't tell your heart how to feel or whatever. Yeah, sometimes we get into toxic bullshit because we're too young. We don't understand. But the family rejection is a big thing. Like, I have a friend who went through something like that, but it was like family rejection was totally different. They were sabotaging their whole relationship and marriage and everything. Like the mom would kidnap her son, which is my friend's husband, and just give him like pills because he was addicted to it. So he would stay home and not be with her. Like that's a whole level shit. Like another topic. Oh my God.
I mean, the whole, but to that point of like the rejection of family, and it's, I think this is a little bit tougher, these types of situations, because like, for instance, you said, I just said, if you're being rejected, you should try to change something, learn something from it. Right.
Yeah.
Well, in these situations, like you were saying, like your father didn't accept me being black.
Yeah.
And I've had this many times in relationships. Newsflash, I date women of all races and colors and nationalities and everything. It's like a newsflash. It's like, I mean, like, it's a, people be like, what, you dated that? I'm like, yes, everything. So, and if they're not black, there's a likely chance that their parents won't be cool with it.
Yeah.
I know that some people can't believe that in 2020 or whatever, but it's been like that my whole life.
Right? It's more common than people think.
Yeah, it's very, very common. So, you know, they want you to, people and parents specifically, they want you to be cool and not racist toward black people until you bring one home. And when you bring one home, it changes real quick. It's like, and it's all about their perception of like what society sees black people as. So like they have to tell their friends that their daughter's dating a black guy. And they're just like, oh, okay. Like there's this like society thing. It's weird as hell. But it's happened to me many, many times. It's happened to me.
How do you deal with that? Because you can't change it.
The rejection part, like what you said, I can't change that, right? So it's something I can't change. So it's all about understanding that it has nothing to do with me, right? It has all to do with that family's insecurities.
Yeah.
And in some of the situations, if it's your own parents, like I've only had this happen once, and I'm a guy, so it seems to be easier.
Your mom did not like me.
My mom,
even though she never met me.
My mom didn't dislike you. She didn't know you. It had nothing to do with you being white or anything like that, right, too? But, yeah, I guess your mom, you're right. It doesn't matter. Yeah, my mom didn't like you. So, but before you, a long time ago, my mom didn't like a girl because she was white, period.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is that all about? Like, and she's like, I'm like, you never raised me to talk about, you know, what race I'm dating or whatever. She's like, yeah, but like, I just ain't cool with it. She's not going to understand you. She can't understand the culture. She can't, you know, it's not going to be good for you. And I'm like, well, I'm going to date whoever I'm going to date. And you can either talk to me or you will not talk to me because I won't talk to you if you're going to be like this. Most people don't have balls enough to do that to their parents, especially girls. They have more of a sense of, I care what my family thinks. But I'm not down with that shit. I'm not cool with it. So you could remove yourself. That's the easiest way. And if people come around again, they will. If they really care about you, they will come around again. If not, that's on them, man. Like, it should not affect you.
It's really difficult, you know, because, like, you end up in a position where you have to choose. Is it a family that raised you and provides for you and, you know, supports you and stuff like that? Or is it your lover that... You don't know. They might They might have a change of heart tomorrow.
You might not even date them again. And that's where it does have a big impact on you because, I mean, like you said, your family might actually support you. Like financially, yeah. or like you might live with them or yeah. whatever it is, or you just have such a strong bond that you don't want to break that due yeah. to some random ass person. Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, it is difficult and you do have to weigh your options. I tend to believe you should do whatever you want to do with your, say the spouse, whatever that person is,
mm.
because the family members, they might not like it today, but like yeah, I said, if the yeah. intentions are correct and it's not some jackass, like not if some dude's beating your ass, you need to just bounce on him. Like mm-hmm. that's not a, the family has your best interest in mind. But if it's yeah. some petty shit like race,
yeah,
you know, or some bullshit
religion
like,
or whatever. That's religion, not,
yeah.
Some people fucking don't even practice their religion, but just but because they have a background, like you might. Mm.
That type of shit. If it's not a serious thing, then you need to go with your heart in that situation. You need to go with who you decided to be with because you yeah. know them, right?
Yeah.
But it's harder when it's you're the one being, I guess I won't say attacked, but like in my situation, like your father not like me.
Yeah.
It's harder for me in that situation because I can't really do anything. Right.
Yeah.
I'm at the mercy of you.
Yeah.
And how you think about me.
Yeah.
And how I have had girls stop. I've had girls stop talking to me because their parents decided that they couldn't.
What kind of conversation would you like to have? Like, let's say you're dating somebody, right? And their family is saying like, no, we can't have Jerry over because he's black and we don't want you to date him. What kind of conversation or like what words would you like to hear from family members or your girlfriend or like, how would you like that topic to be approached?
Well, I guess it's two different things, right? One is if her family's the one telling me, right?
Yeah.
So if her family's saying that they don't like it, mm. Like I said, I would just need support and like her telling me and reassuring me that she's not going to bounce because of her family. She's not going to let them influence the relationship.
Yeah.
Right. Because if you don't have that, it starts to feel like there's a tug of war going on. And I mm-hmm. had that a lot, right? I mm-hmm. had that with one of my relationships where, I mean, it's 5 years long. And throughout that time, it was like a battle. It was like, sometimes you could tell she was like trying to listen to them. And then sometimes she wouldn't, you know, sometimes she'd bring me over to family things anyway.
Yeah.
Right. So it was like, but what didn't happen was there was not enough communication from her to me to reassure me that it wasn't going to happen. So I was always kind of like, I won't say insecure about our relationship, but I was always on the fence. So I kind of acted out a little bit sometimes. It's like, well, you don't even give a fuck anyway. Your parents told you not to do it. So you're going to kind of yeah. listen to them. So you kind of not all the way in. So, yeah, that's that part. I mean, I don't know how else.
So what you're saying is like, you would like to have that difficult conversation.
Yeah. You have to, have it immediately.
Like a validation and stuff.
Like, yeah. Like, because sometimes it's like the girl doesn't know or the guy doesn't yeah. know that their parents are going to react that way. They have no
yeah.
clue.
Yeah.
When it's that situation, then yeah, you need to talk about it. If they do know and they're putting you in that situation, that's more fucked up because they know, they already knew that their parents aren't cool with it. So they either have to like, they either had to have that conversation with them before and say, listen, I don't give a fuck what y'all think. I'm going to do me.
Mm.
And that's cool. Whatever. Do you. But if not, and they're still trying to like, you know, bring you into the family and you know, they know their family's not cool with it, that's just too difficult. It's too much.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I want to mention is I highly support the fact that like you should do you and you should follow your heart, but not in the way Jerry said. He's like, fuck that, do you? No. When it comes to family, like, if like Jerry said, if your relationship is not toxic and you know if it's not toxic, your family might have a change of heart after some time, after some kind conversations, you know, like maybe you just started dating somebody and you approach the topic 3 months in your relationship saying, hey, I'm dating somebody of different religion or race or age or whatever, or income, maybe, I don't know. And then they say no, then maybe another 3 months go by and they see that you actually are okay in that relationship and you're happy and you're growing and, you know, you two together are like really being okay. Then you can have another conversation with your family and be like, hey, how about you give this a shot, give it a chance. I don't support the idea of like ruining the relationship with your family. Like try to, you know, it's kind of like having different political views in a family.
Yeah.
One is going to vote for Trump and another one is going to vote for Hillary. So like, to keep it peace, you either not going to talk or you're going to have conversations that are like within respect levels and not taking personally just because somebody sees the other way. You know what I mean? Let's agree to disagree kind of thing. And let's have another conversation after some time to like ease
my point was not to disown your family. That was not what I meant when I said, fuck it, do you. Saying you still get to, you still do you, right? You can still go. Like my stepfather's a reverend, right? He's a preacher.
Yeah.
And my mom follows that lifestyle.
Yeah.
And they don't drink, none of that shit.
Yeah.
But I drink, I party, I do all these crazy things.
Yeah, gang banged over the weekend.
I be gang banging. Ain't no getting gang banged. The fuck is wrong with you? So like, she knows I do this.
Yeah.
We don't talk a lot about it, but like, I don't shy away from it. But she still respects it and lets me like do whatever I want to do because I'm going to do it. She knows that I've set the standard to her how I'm going to live my life.
Yeah.
And that's what you do when I say do you, because if you keep like letting them get to you all your life, every time they say something, you react to it.
Mm.
That sets the standard for them to just say whatever the fuck they want to say whenever they want to.
Control
your life. So if you set the standard early that they can't do that, then whatever you say to them, they just got to accept. So that's what I mean by do you, right? I'm not saying disown them. I'm just saying like set your fucking bar. Set the bar here and not down here.
Yeah.
And then you get to live your life, you know, the way you want to. That's what I meant by that.
Mm, okay. Got it. Well, I still had to clarify because, you know. I'm all about love and kindness. Go out with the peace. Especially when it comes to difficult situations like that. Like the only way to navigate a tough spot is honesty, love, kindness, you know, and just be truth to yourself. And like, you have to communicate to another person. If the fucking truth hurts, you still gotta say it. Like, it's gonna set you free. We said this on our episodes multiple times. Communicate, don't lie, be honest, be a good person, stick with your values, you know. And I think this is the only way to navigate tough situations. Yeah.
Rejection's tough, guys, but
it is. It is.
If you, like, we just had a episode on confidence, right? Like, it goes hand in hand. You know, confidence and trying to be more confident in yourself helps a lot with rejection.
Yeah,
helps a lot.
You know what helps me is, like, especially if I get rejected by men or something, I remind myself that just because somebody didn't like me or didn't accept me for the job or something doesn't mean that I'm any less of a human being. Like, they just didn't like me. As much as I want to know why, I just kind of let that go. I'm like, I don't care why. It could be because of my hair color and fuck that. It's insignificant. I am still great. I still speak English. I still have a podcast. I still have two arms. And I still have the same knowledge and the same attractiveness and the same humor that I did before I got a no. Like, it didn't go anywhere.
Sometimes it's less than that. Or better than that. It's not that they don't necessarily like you. They didn't like you in that specific situation.
Exactly.
Because I just recently had a situation, actually, where I matched with a girl.
Yeah.
And then I ran into her in public randomly.
Yeah.
We didn't even meet, right?
Yeah.
We met. And then she let me know, like, hey, that was you. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And essentially right then she's like, yeah, I think we should be friends. I felt friends. And I'm like, what, bitch? Like, I felt a little bit of rejection. But then but since she said that, we got to be just regular cool. And she got to know me a little bit. And then she's like, oh, I like you. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I know you do. So
but so it's like, it didn't take anything away from you being who you are.
Exactly.
Because
it's all about the situation. It's all about the situation sometimes, right? It's just some people aren't in the right mood to be fucking with somebody else. Right?
Yeah.
So it's not about you necessarily. It's just, you know, be yourself still. Be yourself. Be confident in yourself and you'll be all right.
Exactly. Let me get my quote book, bitches. I dare. Tell me when to stop.
All right, don't be delayed.
Hold on. Start over.
You always be delayed with this shit. All right.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Stop.
All right, we got left or right?
Right.
My right.
Bottom.
Right. Thank you. It says, just because you're not being judged doesn't mean you live in a world that's neutral to your existence. You are loved, supported, and inclined to succeed. Okay,
read that shit. Read that again. We always need twice to process this shit.
Yeah, because it's like if I read it to myself quietly, it's like, oh yeah, I got it. But if I read it out loud, I'm like, huh?
I hear it and I'd be like, what is Georgie talking
about? Right, exactly. Like, what the fuck? All right. So it says, just because you're not being judged doesn't mean you live in the world that's neutral to your existence. You are loved, supported, and inclined to succeed.
Man, I can't believe it ends there.
Listen, I can't believe that anytime we talk about a topic and you randomly pick a quote, it always matches the fucking topic we talked about.
It's just the energy.
It's the universe talking with us. Me, maybe, or you. I don't know. You picking the top. You picking the page. But I got the book.
Yes, it's the both universe. Of us.
But yeah, so I'm gonna read it again.
Oh my God, three times.
Three times. Third charm. Just because you're not being judged doesn't mean you live in a world that's neutral to your existence. You are loved, supported, and inclined to succeed.
I just can't believe it ends like that. But regardless, I understand what it's saying.
And like
you said, it is relevant to what we're saying today, mm-hmm. about rejection, because it's saying like you're not, even if you are not being judged, you know, it's still you, right? You still do you. You still yourself. What were you about to say?
I heard this differently. I heard that if you're not getting any, let's say, feedback from the world around you, it doesn't make you any less loved or supported, and you're still inclined to succeed.
Mm.
Like if you're just like chilling and, you know, not much is happening in your world, like, doesn't mean that the world that's neutral to your existence, you know what I mean? Like, you might not feel loved, you might not feel something, but you are still loved and inclined to succeed, and you still deserve all the worthiness and abundance in life, regardless of what's going on or not going on in your
surroundings. Yeah, and I think I was reaching too much to try to equate that shit to what we was talking about.
It's relatable. But it's not the sense. Same, but
no,
relatable.
It's not the same, but it's relatable. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you guys for another week staying with us. I got a task
for everybody, okay? Anybody?
Oh, homework.
Homework.
Conversations with Mags, homework edition.
I want y'all to go out and do something that you are scared to get rejected to do.
For example, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, do that. Do that shit.
Do that. Give us a review, guys. Give us 5-star review, please.
Yeah, go give us some stars. See, you're too scared though because of us being rejected and somebody going to give us a 1-star. So don't do that. But like, you know what I'm saying, do that. And go, if you a dude, go holler at some chicks. If you a girl,
go practice getting rejected. So you
for
can
anyway, it doesn't matter.
Build some
any,
skin.
Any type of rejection. Just go do it. Try it. Build that callus, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. All right. Love
all
you.
Right, y'all. Thanks for being on.